first person singular. Views expressed are those of the commentator. Margie Kern Marshall shares a delicious old world memory.
During the Great Depression, I lived in LA with my parents, grandparents, four uncles, and my baby brother. All week we looked forward to Sunday dinner when we would have brisket and a roasted chicken. Sometimes my Romanian grandma would take me with her to the kosher butcher where he kept chickens in the side yard. She would look them over carefully and select one. The butcher would offer to slaughter the bird, but my grandma always refused. Holding the legs of the chosen one, she would push it into her chicken basket. We would take the red streetcar home, the chicken making embarrassing squawks while the other passengers stared. At home, my grandfather would take out his trusty axe and chop off its head, my brother and I watching in fascination as the headless chicken ran around the yard for several minutes. Then my mom and grandma would hold the bird over the gas stove, singeing the feathers and then plucking them off one by one. After the chicken was roasted, my grandma would cut it open, looking for unborn eggs, which were then given as a treat to my brother and me. Our second treat was the chicken feet. We loved to crunch on the succulent soft bones. I wish I knew where to purchase some chicken feet now. I can find pig's feet, but I know my kosher grandma would never approve of that.
Margie Kern Marshall is a retired educator and world traveler. If you have a story or an opinion you'd like to share, send 240 words to firstpersonsingular@ksqd.org. For First Person Singular, this is Lori Korn.